This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillah, alhamdulillah, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, everybody. Inshallah, we're starting our series again, day 5, Illuminations, Quranic Reflections from the Haramain. And today, the Qari, the Imam, recites from, continuing from Surah Ali Imran. And Ali Imran, there's a number of reflections that came to my mind, which speaks to that Allah is with the believers. How, and this is called in the aspect of spirituality, the concept of ma'iyatullah, which means Allah is with constantly the believers. Now, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions this in a number of ayat. I'll pick a few of them, inshallah, to just reflect on. Ayah 133 from Surah Ali Imran, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about enjoining the believers to rush to something. And here, you see that we are always in a state of rushing and maybe in a state of hurry. And sometimes we say we're busy and our lives are very, you could say, in a state of panic and chaos sometimes. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, what should you rush to? وَسَارِعُوا إِلَى مَغْفِرَةٍ مِّن رَبِّكُمْ وَجَنَّةٍ عَرْضُهَا السَّمَاوَاتُ وَالْأَرْضُ أُعِدَّتْ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. And hasten towards forgiveness from your Lord and paradise as vast as the heavens and the earth. Prepare for those who are mindful of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who are conscious of Allah, who are the muttaqeen, those who are consistently conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he says, Alladhina, what are their characteristics? Alladhina yunfiquna fi sarra'i wal darra'i wal kadhimina al ghayz wal afina 'anil nas wallahu yuhibbul muhsinin. Their characteristics are they are those who donate in times of prosperity when they have wealth and they have the ability and maybe they have an expansive bank account at this point in time, or in times of adversity and hardship. And that's to show you what true sincerity is when you give from your wealth things that you know normally people withhold. The notion of giving wealth for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is mentioned at the earliest part of the Quran, right? Those who believe in the unseen and they give from what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed them with. So that's a sign of true faith when you give. It's a sign of sacrifice. And then wal kadhimin al ghayz. So not only that, but one of the signs of truthfulness of being a true believer is that they are those who withhold their and control their anger. And ghayz here is that type of fury, when you're so furious in anger that you will just lash out based on your own, of course, hawa, your desire, or something that you're really upset about. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes those believers as their kadhimin al ghayz. They withhold and they control their anger for none other than except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's why there's a funny joke with a wife that was upset at her husband, and she said, you know, I'm controlling myself only for Allah, not for you. So the notion being that she was doing it for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I mean, you shouldn't say that to your spouse anyway, but it's a beautiful way of looking at it, that we withhold even our anger for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَالْعَافِينَ عَنِ النَّاسِ, and those who pardon others. وَاللَّهُ يُحِبُّ الْمُحْسِنِينَ, and Allah, those who loves those who do things with excellence. Those who do things with excellence. And among the ways that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about being with the believers as well in this surah, Surah Ali Imran, again, which establishes a sense of steadfastness like we spoke about yesterday. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about some of the things that Allah does then for the believers. And one of the most powerful ayat I just want you to reflect on is the ayah where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, ayah number 179, مَا كَانَ اللَّهُ لِيَذَرَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. I want you to stop at this portion. Allah would never leave the believers. This is one of the greatest sentences in the Quran. مَا كَانَ اللَّهُ لِيَذَرَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. Allah will never leave the believers. Allah will never leave you. Allah will never abandon you. Allah will never allow you to go through something alone. Allah is always with you. Allah is with the believers. مَا كَانَ اللَّهُ لِيَذَرَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. Allah will never leave the believers. عَلَى مَا أَنْتُمْ عَلَيْهِ حَتَّى يُمَيِّزَ الْخَبِيثُ مِنَ الطَّيِّبِ. But there's also a process of filtering those who deserve Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is not just going to give himself to everyone, but in reality it's for those who deserve it and truly are deserving of the companionship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he says, until he distinguishes the good from the evil among you. وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ يَجْتَبِي مِن رُسُلِهِ مَن يَشَاءُ. But rather, Allah directly reveals to you the unseen. وما كان الله ليطلعكم على الغيب ولكن الله يجتبي من رسله ما يشاء. But rather Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would Allah directly reveal to you the unseen, but He chooses whoever He wills as a messenger. فآمنوا بالله ورسله وإن تؤمنوا وتتقوا فلكم أجر عظيم. And if you are, so believe in Allah and His Messenger, Allah says, and if you are faithful and mindful of Allah, you will receive a great reward. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَا يَحْسَبَنَّ الَّذِينَ يَبْخَلُونَ بِمَا آتَاهُمُ اللَّهُ مِنْ فَضْلِهِ هُوَ خَيْرًا لَهُمْ بَلْ هُوَ شَرٌ لَهُمْ سَيُطَوَّقُونَ مَا بَخِلُوا بِهِ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ وَلِلَّهِ مِيرَاثُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَاللَّهُ بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ خَبِيرٌ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says then, and do not let those who greedily withhold Allah's favors that He gave them, thinking it is good for them, in fact it is bad for them, they will be held by their necks on the Day of Judgment with whatever wealth they used to withhold, and Allah is the sole inheritor of the heavens and the earth, and Allah is all aware of what you do. And this reality is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to test us to see if we are truly worthy of Him. And that test of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in that sense is to show our faith and our truthfulness to Allah. And that's why the Prophet ﷺ says in the hadith of Sunan al-Nasa'i, أصدق مع الله يصدق. Be truthful with Allah. Be genuine with Allah. Allah will be truthful with you. Fulfill Allah's promises, Allah will fulfill your promises. And that's how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the surah that even if the Prophet Muhammad ﷺ passes away to the companions, that what did you stand for? Did you stand for Islam truly? وَمَا مُحَمَّدٌ إِلَّا رَسُولٌ قَدْ خَلَتْ مِنْ خَبْلِهِ الرُّسُولِ. And Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was just a prophet that came before him, many prophets. Afa imma tila qutila. If he passed away or he was killed, in qalabtum ala aqabikum, would you then turn your backs on Islam? Wa man yanqalib ala aqibihi falan yudurru Allah shay'an. And whoever turns their backs and turns their heels on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not harm Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the least. Wa sayajzi Allahu shakirin. Allah will then reward those who are shakirin, who are grateful. Grateful for this Islam, grateful for this belief, grateful for the fact that we're Muslims. Grateful for the fact that He's given us faith. Grateful for the fact that He's given us an opportunity to reach Ramadan. And how many of people have not reached Ramadan? Grateful for the wealth that He's given us. Grateful for so many things that we have, family. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tests us with those things. So when you see how Allah azza wa jal asks us to, in fact, earn Him, earn His company, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and keep that in mind, وَاللَّهُ لَا يَظِرُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will never leave the believers, but they have to establish belief first. So Allah is always with the believers, but they have to establish that belief. It's something that you have to show. Like we said about the Surah Ali Imran, it speaks about steadfastness. And steadfastness has to be shown. If you tell your wife a million times, I love you, but you don't show it with your actions, what is she going to say? I want to see it. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says the same thing. You say you love Allah, you love Islam, you love this faith, you know it's the truth, but it's about showing it truly to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala so that we are deserving of Allah. Are we truly deserving of Allah? What have we shown to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala of our actions to make us deserving of Him? And among the greatest things that shows us that we care is what you do in Ramadan. This beautiful month that gives us an opportunity to turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala really with our hearts, truly, sincerely, and it's an opportunity. Just like the five pillars of Islam, each one is an opportunity for forgiveness. The Shahada, when you say the testimony of faith, is forgiveness for all sins. The prayer, as the Prophet Muhammad says, between each prayer, you're being forgiven. Every time you pray, it's like you're literally washing your sins, as the Prophet said, as if you're taking a shower five times a day. Will there be any dirt on you left? He says, there will never be dirt on you left, just like the prayer washes your sins. And just like zakat, when you give, purifies your wealth, just like Ramadan comes, purifies you from everything for you did the year. And the du'as that you make in Ramadan will carry on for the next year. You will see the effects of those du'as. So if you only make that statement true, that Allah will never leave the believers. مَا كَانَ اللَّهُ لِيَذَرَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. Remember that ayah. Allah will never leave the believers. But may we become deserving of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah azza wa jal make us of those that are deserving of Him. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept from all of us the actions that we're doing. We're showing Allah. Every time you pray and you raise your hands to Allah, say, oh Allah, make me deserving of you. Oh Allah, make me someone that you're proud of. Look down upon me at this night in this blessed place that we serve you and we do everything for you, and that I don't care about anybody's opinions except yours. I don't care about pleasing anyone. I don't care about anyone's attention. I don't care about anyone's care except you, oh Allah. So in that sense, that will give us this beautiful statement of being deserving of it. This ayah in Surah Al-Imran, مَا كَانَ اللَّهُ لِيَذَرَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will never leave the believers. Allah is with the believers constantly. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us of those that He is with constantly. Inshallah, and I'll leave you off with this beautiful sight of Masjid al-Nabawi. Inshallah, may Allah azza wa jalla bless and accept from all of us and make us deserving of Him. Make us sincere, make us genuine to Him. Allow us to overcome everything that is a preventer of coming near to Allah. Every sin that prevents us from the nearness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, may Allah take it away. Everything that we think is too hard for us to give up and our hearts are attached to it more than even our bodies, may Allah take it away from us, Ya Rabbil Alameen. May Allah make us of those that who are pleased with Him as our companion and Him as the one that we need the most. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless us with the companionship of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wa salli allahu wa sallim wa baraka ala habibina wa nabiyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Subhanakallahu wa bihamdika ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. We'll see you tomorrow inshallah ta'ala with illuminations, Quranic reflections from the Haramain.